This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1551. Are you wearing sweatpants? How will fashion change in the next few years? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try our iOS app. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
How important is fashion in your culture? Today, we get into this topic. How have your dressing habits changed while working from home? We give our opinions and insight into fashion in the U.S., plus find out what is the worst dressed city in the U.S.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Doing great, Michelle. Glad to be here. We're on YouTube today, guys. Yes. So just so you know, if you prefer to consume over there, you can go over and check out this video this week. So good.
Yes. Awesome. Awesome, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So, Lindsay, I have a question.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready. Ask me your question.
You work at home and I'm always at home now too. Do you always get dressed? Be honest.
Meaning, do I sit in my underwear or what?
No,
exactly.
Not in your underwear, but do you have pajama days?
Oh, pajama days. When I first started working online, I definitely had pajama days. Like in 2010 is when I started my another online business. And 2012, nobody was working online then. I felt so cool. I was like, I'm going to hang out in my pajamas and my sweatshirt. But now I honestly feel too ratty if I don't put on at least jeans and a shirt. So I don't do that anymore. I won't work in sweatpants. It's a hard rule. What about you, Michelle?
I will work in sweatpants. I mean, it takes like kind of a long time to get the day rolling because I'm with my son. And then we both go outside. And so, we go outside every day. So of course I'm going to get dressed for that.
Yeah.
but I would say I don't dress up very frequently, to be sure. And I think, you know, overall kind of, people are leaning more towards this loungewear at home.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. Even before the pandemic, before we all ended up at home all the time, there was a whole athleisure genre of clothes that's actually really hot right now. Athleisure.
Yes. I know. Do you know about these joggers?
I can't imagine. I mean, you know, different brands are just, and they charge a lot for these clothes. These athleisure clothes can be more than
$100. They're like these glorified sweatpants that kind of taper at the bottom. Do you own any?
I don't own any glorified sweatpants. I own a pair of sweatpants, but not like the glorified ones. I would never buy a pair of sweatpants that cost me $100. I couldn't do it.
For sure. Well, so guys, we were talking about this today because I read this great article on Huffington Post. It is called How Getting Dressed Up or Not to sit home all day affect your mood? And it is by Esther Akuteka. I'm so sorry if I'm butchering that name. But it was written January 19th, 2021. So yeah, we will leave you the link to that. So, I mean, I think, you know, fashion has certainly started to change. And like Lindsay said, even before all of this, I mean, work from home clothes, I think, are certainly, you know, almost kind of a new thing. I've seen on some like clothing sites that it'll be like, you know, comfy work clothes and things like that. So where you feel like you're, it's different, but you know, you're kind of working and stylish, but you're still much more comfortable than you would have been.
I mean, it makes sense. Right. It makes sense that these companies would want to pivot a little bit to customer needs. And the pandemic ended up being longer term than we thought. We thought it would be a couple weeks at home and ended up being a year or more at home. Right. Sure, so it makes total sense. but yeah, it's fascinating. I'm thinking I need to go shopping before this whole thing ends, because there must be some deals. Right. Still some great deals before everyone goes shopping. Everyone is going to go shopping as soon as we get out of our homes.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So guys, I mean, this article, definitely read it. It talks about how what you wear can definitely, you know, impact your emotional state, you know, your mental health. And, you know, what's interesting, though, is apparently it's not what you would think. So I thought it was just going to say, oh, always get dressed to feel nice. Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily say that. I mean, I also saw other articles that kind of, you know, said that, but this one talks in a different kind of way. I mean, Lindsay, do you think that, you know, you say that you try and get in jeans and everything. Do you do this for your emotional state, or do you do this because you're going outside? I mean, why? Why do you think it's important?
Yeah, I do it because I don't want to feel lazy or something. Yeah. I have this thing about sweatpants, right? It's like a Sunday hanging around the house, no problem. But if it's a weekday, I think it's a work ethic agreement I have with myself. Yeah. If I'm working, like, I need to at least be in, I don't know, it's more of how I will feel about myself.
Right.
If I'm still in sweatpants at 6 o'clock. Now, that's just me, guys. Don't worry. No judgment if our listeners are in sweatpants. No judgment.
No, of course not. Oh, I mean, I certainly, for me, I've noticed, because, you know, I've been just really with my son all day, every day, you know, I don't put myself together in the same way that I would if I were going out a lot. And in those moments when I do, I really feel better. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about this girl. Like, I feel so much better, you know, when I put on something nice or do my hair or something like that. But I mean, just to be honest, I mean, I get dressed, but like, it's not a fashion show around here for sure.
It's definitely not a fashion show around my place either. Don't worry, Michelle. Don't worry. Okay. but at least when we're on video, we try a little bit harder.
Yes. I know, it's a good excuse to feel good. So I, you know, I'm not gonna. The article basically goes off over the positives of each, right? Dressing up or dressing down, right? So dressing, you know, like, you know, as you're going out, or just kind of in sweats, right?
Dress up, dress down.
We say dressing up or dressing down. So I'm not going to necessarily go all into the article completely, but basically, you know, and they talk about how dressing up can, of course, you know, give you this happy feeling, give you more motivation. You want to get things done. You know, and also they mentioned that once you do go back to work one day, it will be an easier transition, right? Because you won't be like, oh my gosh, I'm so not used to wearing regular clothes.
Pants,
you know,
with an actual button, right?
Right.
As opposed to like stretch
pants.
How do
I do this again? How do I do this? And also it talks about, you know, fashion, you know, gives us this chance to be creative and to, you know, get those juices flowing. So those are kind of the positives for dressing up. But it says that there are also good things about, you know, being more relaxed with what you're wearing. I mean, for one, it said that, you know, sometimes if it's not for you, trying to have this fashionable, you know, style can make people nervous, and they might spend too much time thinking about what are they going to wear, right, if they're going out. And it could, they say, actually have the opposite effect you think that it would. Like, it might make you get less done because you're so focused on the clothes. Isn't that funny?
I guess we, I guess we have to find that balance, right? I mean, I wonder what our listeners do. And I think this is cultural too, right? So I think certain cultures tend to dress up a lot more than maybe even in our culture we do.
Yeah.
For sure. So I think it's fascinating. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your fluency score with our simple 2-minute quiz. Are you 50%, 65%, or 80% fluent? We can tell you when you complete your quiz. So find out for free right now at allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Yeah, and they actually mentioned Steve Jobs. Remember, Lindsay, what did Steve Jobs wear?
He wore the famous black turtleneck.
Yeah.
And the jeans. And I think he wore like white sneakers or something with that. Right. It was every time they did a launch and he went on stage, he would wear that same outfit. Everyone knew that those were the launch clothes for a new device. Yeah.
Right. It was like his uniform. And so the article, you know, I mean, he was certainly a very successful person. So it didn't impact, you know, his success, what he wore. Right. So it's said that, though, that, you know, creativity can work with flashy or with non-flashy clothes, right? So it really depends on the person. And so creativity can be totally different for each person. And I don't know that this necessarily means like your uniform is pajamas, right? But being casual is also okay. And, you know, not having to put too much thought into what you wear might actually give your brain room for other things. So
you can read more about this
in the article, but I found that really interesting.
That's what I think. So just to chime in here a little bit, I mean, what you just said, I think is right on. And it may just be my way of justifying that I'm too lazy to plan something out when I'm working from home, or even in general, I'm not a big fashion person. But I did hear a famous tech entrepreneur say once, now this was a guy, so I wonder if it would be a double standard for men and women, by the way. Yeah. But a guy said he owns a big famous tech company that everyone knows. He said that he always wears the same the same top and the same jeans. He just has a bunch of them because of the same ones, because he doesn't want to waste brain space. He needs to conserve. Every decision has to be pre-made in the morning. What he eats, it's the same thing, right? What he dresses in, same thing, because he needs that brain space to get to work. Because they do say that creativity has an end point in the day. Like willpower and creativity can run out, right? Like, or maybe not creativity, but willpower and like focus. It has a finite end during the day. At some point, you have to stop and you burn out.
Right.
So if you burn it all out in decisions, do I wear the red? Do I wear the blue? Do I eat this? Do I eat that? Maybe I'll make this. By the time you get into the height of your day, are you on the downturn? You know what I mean? It's an interesting question.
That is interesting. And it is so true that, like, I think it's different for everybody because some people might feel motivated by making those decisions.
I'm
kind of like you, Lindsay. I don't know anything about fashion. As that's what you said, right, about yourself. You're not really into that. I'm not really into it too. But so every once in a while, I find myself doing a Google search about what should I wear or what's good for my body type or whatever. And then I just kind of get like, ugh! And I just stop because it's just too much for me. So I don't put too much thought into it because, I mean, I'm sure our listeners who are very into fashion know it's really a science. I mean, it's not easy. Fashion.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
But the thing is interesting, though. It's so cultural because some people would say like that's really bad for a career or a life for someone not to be planned out. Sometimes I wish in other cultures, I mean, I feel like they might think that or say that, right? I don't believe that. I mean, I spent 10 years living in literally the worst dressed city in the US, Boston. If you look it up online, what are the worst dressed? Yeah. What are the worst dressed cities in the US? Boston won because people wear like hoodies and sneakers and awful boat shoes. There's this weird preppy look going on. It's so bad. It's so bad. New York is obviously better. And New York is great. Everyone is, you know, dressed pretty well. And so it's just interesting. I don't know. We all have culture, personality, values. But I think in the US, there's more tolerance for that than in other cultures. Like, it's okay. It's kind of okay if that's your thing, it's your style, to not really worry about what you're wearing. That's okay. Except there is something to being put together too. So I wish I had a little bit more skill in that area when it really matters.
Right. No, I agree with you. Like, I wish I knew a little bit more about it, but I always seem to get intimidated whenever I try and learn more because
it can be intimidating.
It is. There's a lot to it, you know, how the colors will look with you. And I don't know, there's really a lot that goes into it. But I mean, yeah, there are a lot of cultures that, I mean, even for the work, they're more casual or dressier, you know. So definitely, guys, let us know kind of what I'm curious about. What is your regular work culture, you know, as far as fashion goes when you're in the office? And do you think that, like, maybe this will change at some point when people start going back in?
Yeah, I'm curious about that too. And I'm curious also, guys, what's your work cult? Like, what are the standards in your culture for fashion? And then as you've been in the pandemic inside your home, how has that translated into what you've been wearing during the day? Have you felt like you needed to get dressed up for work? Or have you been able to do the sweatpants and pajamas thing?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. I know. I do wonder about that. I think that I've certainly gotten more comfortable, you know, and more comfortable clothing. I mean, to go outside, I'm always in jeans, especially when it's cold. If it's a little bit warmer, sometimes I'm in leggings, shorts, things like that. But even just to put them on, I'm kind of like, you know, I think I am developing a little bit of an aversion.
I get that. I see. Me, I mean, sweatpants are comfy. But yeah, guys, let us know. Come back to the blog. What episode number? This is 1551. Or you could also leave a comment right there in YouTube if you're listening to this over there. Right, Michelle? Yeah, cool.
Absolutely. Cool. Yeah. Mm. Well, this was fun. We will leave you the link to the article so that you can read it as well. And definitely let us know.
Yeah. And guys, go get your fluency score. I want to make sure our listeners know about this opportunity, Michelle. It's a simple quiz. It's just a few questions that you can come and take. It'll take you about 2 minutes. You'll find out if your fluency score is 50% fluency, 65% fluent, or 80% fluent. So find out which one you are. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score, and then you'll get resources to start at your level, not at someone else's level, but at your level. So good. So good.
Awesome. Okay. I love it, Lindsay. This has been fun, guys. And also, just so you know, this is a great conversation topic, right?
Definitely.
So this is something that will get people talking. So definitely bring it up in your next conversation. And yeah, let us know how it goes.
All right, Michelle, talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.